UNLV in the news, their newspaper reporting, they could be worth, make it worth their while to pay $2 million plus to get Cronin out of Cincinnati to come coach their basketball program. How would that impact the Mountain West Conference basketball teams or schools or not, if that were to occur?
I'm not sure it would. I would assume that down the road, you know, as all coaches do, they'll they'll come into your office and say, you know, this is what's going on over there. What's going on here? So I wouldn't expect Leon to walk in and go, hey.
Right.
But I think that it's fair for coaches to come in and go, hey, you want me to be competitive in this conference? This is what's going on at the three or four schools that are ahead of us every year. And so we have those conversations regardless of whether or not UNLV pays somebody $2 million. So it would probably change expectations or wish lists for coaches, but that's a lot of money.
When you pay $2.2 million annually for a basketball coach, how does that pay back for you? Is it all in that intrinsic stuff and donor value and we got to get to some Sweet 16s? Because without those things, how could you possibly sell enough tickets?
Well, I don't think you can sell enough tickets to pay for that. You can certainly chip away at it by selling more tickets, but that coach has got to come in and be successful regardless of how much you pay him. So let's just assume that, that happens. You know, UNLV is certainly a town or a school that has had a lot of success in basketball, and I'm assuming if they can get this thing going in the right direction again, that they'll certainly profit from that. But it's more than that. I think it's being able to get to the tournament, like you said. You're going to get more national notoriety. Your donors are going to step up and help out. You know, there's a lot of promotion and public relations stuff that gets tied into that that just popularizes your university more in many different ways, just like our football program has at Boise State. So, but those hires have to pay off as well. And I don't think you can make it up financially at the box office unless you're just charging some crazy amount for a basketball ticket. But, you know, basketball tickets aren't $350 like a football ticket. Now, there's not as many people, but at the same time, if you're looking to say, we're going to pay someone 2.2 and now we got to sell tickets to make it up, you've got to do it in some other ways.
The report out of the Review Journal in Las Vegas today says that Cronin indeed met with Vegas. They're confirming all that kind of stuff, but he wants to go back to Cincinnati and give Cincinnati a chance to respond to UNLV's offer. And he's been publicly wanting facility upgrades at Cincinnati. We hear those situations all the time. As an athletic director, is that just good, responsible practices for yourself, or is there a little bit of greed in there from the athletic director's standpoint? Every case is different, but generally speaking, how do athletic directors respond to that kind of game?
I think you got to weigh what the coach brings to the program. You know, I'll just use Coach Pete as an example. I think that he justified us being able to give him more for the program without question. I think Brian's going to do that, and I think Leon has done that. I'm not a fan of somebody going and publicly seeking other employment and then using that to come back and get more money. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. And I'm not even talking about Coach Cronin at Cincinnati, just in general. I certainly wouldn't appreciate someone making that public, I guess, is the best way to put it. But hey, that's their deal. That's how they do it. I'm assuming that Mike Bone back there is going to have to, you know, sit down with their coach, much like I would if that happened. And they're going to have to make a decision on whether or not that coach is what's best for the University of Cincinnati going forward, just like I would do if that happened at Boise State.
As the AD, Kurt Apsey joining us here in studio on Sports Radio The Ticket. A question from our commercial tire text line and our 931 FM Twitter account. Can cowbells, our voodoo daddy wants to know if cowbells can be brought into the spring game. I don't think they're allowed during regular season games, correct?
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah.
Cowbells.
Say yes, for the heck of it.
Sure, they might have to sneak them in. I don't know. Bob Carney, our associate AD for operations, he's on top of that stuff, so that might be kind of tough. They might have to put that under their jacket or in their pocket.
Don't want to start a bad habit, do you?
Is he coming to the game, or
yes,
is he just
of
asking
he'll be
that?
There. Okay. No, I know he'll be there.
Nothing wrong with the little
sure
cowbells at spring football.
Why not? Why not? Yep.
Well, speaking of that, April 9th is the game. We'll have a chance to talk about it next week, but the kids are off this week. But are there any ticket expectations with this Ryan Finley angle all of a sudden that always piques interest in the spring game? I mean, we've seen attendance up to 20,000 in the right conditions.
Well, hopefully the weather's nice. I think I wasn't here last year. Someone told me it rained.
It was windy.
Right
it was
beginning.
Cold.
Kind of like today, you know, probably.
Yeah. It really windy.
That always hurts us. But, you know, when you have battles in the positions, I think fans are interested in coming to see that. So I'm sure they're looking forward to seeing Ryan and seeing Rip go at a little bit. Tommy Stewart. They're going to want to see maybe some of the new guys that are out there. That'll give them an opportunity to get in front of some fans.
How many can you expect to go, Kurt, in terms of not season ticket holders? Yeah. Those are paid for. Yeah. I mean walk-up guys that are going to pay the $10 or whatever to get in.
You know, it varies. I think over the years we've had close to 20,000. I think we're usually probably in the range. I mean, it's a big range, so I would say it's somewhere in between, 9 and 15,000.
And of those heavy percentage of season ticket holders, how many are coughing up $10?
There's probably a couple thousand.
Then there's a fundraising opportunity here.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure on the numbers, but that's probably where. I want to make a point back to Mike's last question. I certainly don't want to sound like Coach Cronin is doing this. I mean, just because we read it in an article or we read it on Twitter, a lot of times it's maybe not true. I don't even know if he even said that publicly. So I just know from my perspective that I would rather a coach just bring that back to me and not be public about it. And so I hope that's not what happened, but I want to make that clear.
Good. Thanks for coming in early. Appreciate that.
Yeah.